Yes, Brendan is here with me. First of all, Brendan, congratulations. I know you're just after letting the cup go there. You want to hold on to it tight.
Aye, you do. All right, Tom. I was mad keen to keep hold of it, but there's a lot of people looking to take snaps here, so I'll let them enjoy it.
Yeah. Fine champion for the three in a row. We spoke about it earlier in the week. Captain for the second time.
Aye, three in a row. I'm actually going to say that all night, three in a row. I forgot to say that when I was up making the speech.
That's about the drinks, isn't it, later on?
We were banned from saying three in a row. I thought when I get the mic, I'd meant to say, I was going to keep saying three in a row, but listen, sure, not to worry, because obviously, you know, that's the kind of thing you could stumble on, such talk, like, so yeah. we put it right out of the squad, like, but now we've done it. Fantastic achievement. You know, very few players, you know, have ever come near there, so yeah. It's brilliant to be involved.
Talk to me about the game. Got off to a good enough start, but just found it hard to get the scores.
It's probably both Fries, Conlon and Raff normally stroke them over, and early on the game, a bit touchy, and you just need that wee settler. Conlon's been struggling with a bit of injury, you see, and, you know, normally Raff would swing that over and would have settled us. It didn't, and, you know, Glendy's first four shots all went over the bar, and you're like, God, is this going to be their day? You know, is this going to be it? But once we kind of got a hold, it was all about the midfield battle. Like, you know, we came out on top of midfield, and that set up all our plays, and that was the difference.
You didn't take any Fries today.
No, you see, Thomas, I can't take any of these hip, and even the first shot I hit, I'm as surprised as anybody flew over there, to be honest, because I haven't had a shot now since the Dunlow game, and I just probably turned and had it and hoped, and thank God it just creeped inside that post. So,
a little happier going in at half-time, the fact that you were in front.
Aye, but we had great momentum before the whistle went, and I thought we were all over them, and we would have kept going ahead only for half-time, so I thought it was kind of good for them, and depending on how we started the second half, so... I could just, you know, as it wore on, you kind of got that one on feeling, and that kind of, I suppose, it's the last couple of championships we won stood for us. And as the game closed out there, so many guys in our team now are good in the ball, and they're not going to give away silly frees or silly possessions, so it makes us very difficult to beat.
How big an influence do you think are they sending off on the game?
To be honest, I didn't want to see it. I mean, Andy Thompson's obviously a clean player and a fantastic footballer, but at that stage, we were controlling the game, and if they lose a ship, can upset us more than it does them. So I'd rather he stayed on, but I suppose towards them, we could play a wee bit of keep ball, but you don't like to play keep ball. I don't know anything in GAA that you stop going forward. I think it's always dangerous. You're inviting somebody on to you, so I don't think it had any bearing on the outcome.
A lot of changes in the 10 years since you won your first.
A lot of changes. Sometimes you reminisce a wee bit, and then you don't like to reminisce. And as you're saying, the guy there, you don't like to prepare speeches or anything, because you know, that means you're going to win the title and stuff. So you just go up there and have a rattle. But it's I suppose that's 97 now since we
12.
Yes. It's been a long time, but it passes so quick. And you know, the likes of wee Conor Gibbons and Killian coming on there. You know, just a few years ago, them guys were just bits of kids. So
I know there wasn't much talk, and nobody wanted to talk about the three in a row. Nobody wanted to really mention Ulster either before today.
Well, I think, you know, probably the old adage of taking each step as it comes, but as I was saying there, you know, and now we've won three in a row, you know, there's no point in you like winning your own, dominating your own cup football. Now we're representing Donegal now, and we take that on board big time. Like, we want to raise things up, you know, and Glenties, I suppose, are trying to come up to our level now, and fair play to them. As I said during the week, if whoever goes through from Donegal, I love to see them doing well, because it obviously has an effect on football in the county, and you know, I hope that people in Donegal get behind us now getting on the Ulster.
And hope to do well, obviously.
I hope to do well, you know, I suppose it's wide open. You're playing against champions that have been there and done it, a lot of them. So, but I mean, in terms of, as I say, our knowing how they won, you know, we definitely know how they won football matches now, and not like we were a few years ago. We were up and down. We look brilliant some days, look terrible. Now there's a decent consistency there. So,
yeah. So, and you've been searching enough tests today, though, probably easier in the second half than you had anticipated.
It was actually, Tom. I thought it would have been tougher, you know. Glendy's a fantastic crowd behind them, great support. I mean, even at the end when the point went over there, I mean, huge roar went up and spurred you on. So, you know, I thought that it would have been tougher now. As we wheeled away, there was massive room and as we come forward. Then again, we have massive legs. I mean, Rory Kavanagh, Colin Dunn, Green, Mark McGowan, Raff, all these boys, huge legs. Like, once they got beyond you, that would...
Yeah, Kieran Ryan has already said he wants to be back for number four.
Glad to hear that, because it's hard to replace Rhino. He's a very steady and influence, like, and he looks after himself well. He doesn't carry any weight, and sure, why not? Sure, us oil boys will keep it going a while yet.